I hear well, I speak well, I see well. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Yes, I hear well, I speak well, I see well. That's who I am. That's who we all are. When we speak our word and say we see well, we hear well, we speak well, we are putting a cause in motion to bring about an effect in our life that is exactly what we want. Now, we have the ability to speak our word and to speak our phrase that will bring about whatever condition we want. We say, I can't do it, or we say, I can do it. We say, I know, or we say, I don't know. It's as simple as that. And this is the principle upon which all of our activity in life is based. It's the principle upon which all things are based that we go on in our world. It doesn't matter what it may be. It doesn't matter who may be involved. It doesn't matter how intense it may be. It doesn't matter how unbelievable it is. But it is a principle. I speak well, I see well, I hear well, and that's the way it is. What is it that I am going to speak about? Am I going to speak about the fact that I like me, and that I think I'm a wonderful person, that I think that all in my life is wonderful and all is in divine order? Is that what I'm going to think about? Is that what the concept I'm going to put in motion for myself? Am I going to use this cause in my world of cause and effect to bring about the cause and effect that I want? I could bring any cause and effect that I want. It doesn't really matter. As a philosopher, I can speak anything I like. I can say any words I like. I can be as foolish and crazy and magical and interesting as I want to be. And when I believe in myself, no, it's not a matter in believing in myself. It's a matter of speaking the word. You don't believe in yourself until you have proven it to yourself. Then you believe. So what we're doing is we are speaking our word and making a claim for something that we'd like to experience. You say, I would love to marry that girl or that guy. I would love to have them be my partner. I'd love to have them be my beloved. Now, could that ever happen? What if you said it and then you said, but I'm not good enough. But there's no way, or they're already engaged, or they're already married, or they're already fantastic. Well, just because a person is married doesn't mean you cannot fall in love with them, but it just means that you may not have physical contact with them, and that's all right. You love the flag, but you may not have physical contact with it. You love your mother, but you may not have physical contact with your mother. You love your mother in the way that you love your mother. You love your parents in the way you love your parents. You love your family, your children, your wife, your husband, your grandparents, your relatives, your co-workers. You love them all in a very select, very special way. And it doesn't mean that you're violating any code of ethics or anything by loving them. Because we can love anyone, anything, anyhow that we like. All we have to do is say, we are mentally loving them. We are mentally putting a cause in motion that this is beautiful. We are mentally realizing that we can speak our word and we speak it to ourselves. And it is done. Now, if you're using your word to bring about a cause, to break up a marriage, for instance, so that you can have the wife or husband as your own, and you're hoping that they will want you, well, who knows, if the marriage breaks up, would they want you? Would they want anybody at all? Or would they want have you ingratiated yourself into their life that they would want you? Well, think about it. Think about it. Most of the time, no. Most of the time, you don't feel you're good enough. Most of the time, You want the ideal wife, the ideal husband. You want the ideal children. You want the ideal family in every whit. You want the ideal world in which to live. You want the ideal job. You want the ideal... Hey, when I speak my word for the ideal, I am not tied up on appearances. I'm not tied up by saying, oh, that's the most wonderful girl in the world. And then next thing you know, out steps her sister, who is even more wonderful and available. And, hey, crazy. Oh, my goodness, I thought that she was the greatest. Her sister is fantastic. Well, just an illustration. But where are you? Where are you? Do you speak your word? Do you speak well? Do you see well? Do you hear well? Exactly what is important in your life? As an absolute philosopher, this is what we do. We speak our word. I have the ideal companion. I have the ideal job. I have the ideal home. I have ideal children. I have an ideal husband, wife, mother, father, family, co-workers. I have everyone in my world. There now is peace on earth. Wow-wee! Yes, indeed. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me in my thinking, in my speaking, in my attitude, in my way. I would never want something that didn't belong to me. I would never want something that was going to be a disadvantage to anybody else. I want something that's an advantage to me, that's a blessing to me, that's wonderful. So I have the ideal family. I have the ideal home. I have the ideal job. I have the ideal car. I have the ideal clothing. I have all that's ideal. And I don't have to worry about how I'm going to have the ideal. When I say I have the ideal, all the power of the universe vibrates to manifest that fact in my experience, because I'm putting a cause in motion. Because I'm putting a cause in motion. It already exists. In my heart is the ideal person, is the ideal world, is the ideal experience for me. It's already existing. And I put myself in line with that existence, with that awareness. I'm aware of it. I'm aware the ideal already exists. And as I claim this ideal that already exists, it's mine. As I claim this ideal that is the only thing that matters in the universe, it's mine. It's mine, and it's wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so fantastic. It's so joyous. It's so remarkable. It's so fantastic. But it's what it's all about, yes. It's what it's all about. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters, because that's what it's all about. Now, where am I? Where are you? What is important to you? What is important in your world? What is important in your life? You have to start and think about it. What is important in your world? Do you know what is important in your world? Do you know what is your ideal expression? Do you know what is your ideal attitude that you want to have under all circumstances? Do you know what it is? Well, think about it. It's not as difficult to come up with as we might think to ourselves that it is, because we are the masters. We are the masters of all that we want and all that we know and all that we could ever desire. And that's all that one could ever choose to have as something exciting in their life. Yes, we are the masters. I put the cause in motion. I put the cause in motion, and it is done. I put the cause in motion, and it is done. Now, that cause is all that matters to me. That cause is all that matters in my life, in my world, in my experience. I merely decide what it is that I would like to have. I merely decide what it is that makes me feel fantastic. I merely decide what it is that I delight in, that I enjoy beyond measure. And then as I put that cause in motion, as I realize that which is my reality, then that is my reality. That is all that matters to me. That's all that matters in all my world. Could I really know that? Could I really enjoy that? Could I really be that? Is that my being? Is that my life? Is that my world? Is that what turns me on? Yes, indeed it does. It turns me on with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. It turns me on with everything that I am. And so I say I speak well. And whatever I speak about, I experience. I see well. And whatever I see, I experience. And I hear well. And whatever I hear is my reality. It's my choice. It's my world. It's my decision. It's just for me, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and it's all that ever will matter, because that's who I am. And that's who I am now, and that's who I am forever. And that's who you are now, and that's who you are forever. So, speak well, see well, hear well, and live well, right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.